Earlier on, I referred to Winston Churchill. Well, there is, in fact, a very well-recorded visit by him here on the 6th of September 1941. He had meetings with the executive, he was wined and dined, but equally he spent enough time on site to go around various workstations talking to members of staff about their activities. Very early in the war, he referred to Bletchley Park as his ultra secret, and the word ultra was adopted by the authorities as the highest classification pertaining to some of the intelligence derived out of the activities here. It was greater than top secret. If a document was counterstamped with the word ultra across it, it was only communicated to an approved list of recipients, and those recipients were not allowed to disclose the contents of this message to anybody else. It was therefore a very highly prized and privileged list. In his papers, which are now lodged at Cambridge University, you'll find a couple of tributes. The first one to Bletchley Park, because of the comprehensive intelligence, the goose that laid the golden egg. Perhaps the greatest tribute is dedicated to the thousands of people who worked here, subject to all the privations of war, billeted away from home, rationing, etc., etc. And of course, secrecy, not just during the war, but for all those years post-war. The geese that never cackled. Would you like to come this way, please?